slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the time machine goes back as far as the dial goes, to 1940. What is life looking like here on the coast side in 1940? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, rancher wounded in rifle accident. A Pescadero rancher, while target shooting, accidentally shot himself in the ankle. Joseph Molina was with his two ranch hands when the accident occurred. And 21 communicable diseases in the county. The county health director reports cases of scarlet fever, mumps, and chickenpox reportedly recently in San Mateo County. And two women go off Coast Cliff. Two young, unidentified San Francisco women escaped with minor cuts and bruises when their car plunged down a 40-foot embankment at the beach opposite of Dan's Auto Court in Moss Beach. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We're so pleased with the immediate success of our double-decker bus with all its treasures. If you haven't yet visited, please go out the side doors and up the steps by the wishing well. Great clothes for all ages, collectibles, housewares, jewelry, vintage models, things for kids, and more. It's a passing parade of great items, so stop by each time you visit Cameron's Pub. Christmas items are here and in stock. And if you have an ugly Christmas sweater party coming up, we got the sweaters for you, and boy, are they ugly. Happy holidays to all of you. Keep calm and bargain bus on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV camping. The Great Depression is slowly beginning to ease, and Americans are earning more and buying more, helping the economy further recover. But outside of America, things are not as good as Germany invades France, and Western Europe is controlled by Germany and Italy. But in the United States, Americans are feeling good about leaving the Depression behind. The nylon stockings, invented in the previous year, are all the rage with women. FDR is elected to the third term, but Americans see storm clouds as Britain is in the fight for survival with Germany, and the first peacetime draft occurs later this year. How much do things cost? Hold on to your hat. They do wear hats in 1940. A new house will be just shy of $4,000 on an average yearly wage of $1,700. Rent a house for $30 a month. Everyone needs a radio, and it still costs you $16.95 to get one. Let's get the pain over with. Gas is 11 cents a gallon. For entertainment, it's the silver screen, and two most popular films are Walt Disney's animated film Pinocchio, released together with Fantasia and The Great Dictator, starring Charlie Chaplin. Oh, and let's not forget one of the biggest of all, Gone with the Wind. A classic to this day, jazz sounds are on the popular music charts of the day with the likes of Benny Goodman and Count Basie, among others. This entertainer was widely regarded as one of jazz's finest clarinetists. He led one of the most popular big bands in the late 1930s and 1940s. You can almost see people cheek to cheek on the dance floor when Artie Shaw played Corenza. Born in Iowa in 1904, this bandleader was one of the most popular. When you were not in the mood for a slow dance, Glenn Miller provided some of the most up-tempo music out there. Here's Glenn Miller and In the Mood. The Time Machine take us next week. Thanks for listening. Until next time on the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.